This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named William Chirico, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, middle initial R-C-H-I-R-I-C-O, date of birth 09-06-1949, date of appointment February 9, 2023, requesting physician Michael Hardies, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-H-A-R-D-I-E-S. Dear Dr. Hardies, I have the pleasure of seeing William Chirico today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 73-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who went to the St. Mary's Hospital on January 1st, 2023. Because of the 4 to 5 days, because of the 2 days history of difficulty speaking and difficulty walking. His past medical history is significant for coronary artery disease with RCA stent, ischemic cardiomyopathy, hypertension, Hodgkin's lymphoma. His initial CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. MRI of the brain also did not show any acute stroke. Echocardiogram done, which shows 35% ejection fraction. Patient was transferred to the LS Hospital for TEE. He had TEE done in LS Hospital, ELLIS, which shows positive positive bubble study with evidence of a small PFO. After the patient had subsequently developed dysphagia along with the anterior neck pain, CT of the neck was negative. Endoscopy done, which shows mucosal tear in the upper third of the esophagus and mucosal changes consistent with eosinophilic esophagitis. Patient was discharged to the rehab on January 12th. Where he stayed about 2 weeks. Today he is here for follow-up in my office. Still he has trouble walking. He feels like going to fall. He still has difficulty speaking. He is getting physical therapy and speech therapy at home. He is taking aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, clopidogrel 75 milligram PO daily, and Lipitor. Past medical history cardiomyopathy, coronary artery disease, stenting, hypokinesia, hypertension, dyslipidemia, Hodgkin's lymphoma, past surgical history, RCA stent. Medications, aspirin 81 milligram pure daily, Plavix 75 milligram pure daily, Metformin, Atorvastatin 40 milligram PO daily, Omeprazole, Lisinopril, Metoprolol. Social history. He is ex-smoker. He stopped smoking 1 month ago. Does not drink alcohol. He is married, live with his wife and a son. Have two children, family history, mother deceased with cancer of the lung, father deceased cancer of the lung, one sister, two brothers alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having difficulty walking. And difficulty swallowing and speaking. Physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 80. Heart rate 72. Respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on left side and right side is deaf. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 545. Deep tendon reflexes. 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed. Absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic. Rambach test positive. Assessment and plan. 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, questionable stroke. Number 3, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, hearing loss on the right side. Next paragraph. His workup in the St. Mary's Hospital, including MRI of the brain, is negative for any stroke. His walking problem is due to the peripheral sensory neuropathy. And gait ataxia. His TEE shows a small PFO. Because it is a small PFO and his current event is not a stroke, so patient does not need a closure of that PFO. At this time, continue the physical therapy and speech therapy. Continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, and Lipitor 40 milligram PO daily. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. At that time, he need neuropathic workup, including EMG.